It's only rarely that I agree with our president in exile. But when I heard that one of his tactics to dispose of presidential memos, meeting records, calendars, love letters from his Korean buddy, and anything else that might be used as evidence to indict him for various and sundry crimes was to flush them down the executive toilet until a call or roto-rooter was necessary to unplug the paper mess that had clogged the royal crapper, I thought, how appropriate. Better than saving them for the National Archives or the very empty Donald J. Trump Library. Good call, Mr. MAGA. Folks are taping together some of the ripped-up documents down at Mar-a-Lago for a return to the archives after a summons for their retrieval. Undoubtedly, no one will attempt a sewer search, and we can say goodbye to the documents that were burned. Worst case, we can let historians piece together the shredded legacy of the Trump presidency. Or, hopefully, let the Justice Department sort out the crimes. The days of secret recordings in the Oval Office probably ended with Nixon and Watergate, the poor guy hoping to burnish his legacy with an audio tape revealing to future generations profound wisdom of Tricky Dick. Instead, it revealed a crooked and paranoid president that even his Republican compatriots abandoned. Trump, well, unless you've drunk the Kool-Aid of conspiracy media, you don't really need tapes or taped-together memos to reveal a sinister and criminal thug bent on destroying all evidence that might be used against him in a court of law or the court of public opinion. The future Trump Library, fittingly enough, should be a simple billboard with the words "Flushed, closed for plumbing renovation, open in the distant future."